This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where there is a great emphasis on the part of many, many people about following your heart, doing what you feel is right for you, following your passion. That, says Professor Scott Galloway, is utter bull. And is part of what is contributing to the breakdown here in the United States of America. Scott Galloway, who is a former entrepreneur, very successful one, is now also a professor at the Business School of New York University, the prestigious Stern School of Business. He is a speaker, an author, a podcast host, and entrepreneur who predicts flatly, hey, don't worry about Donald Trump in this campaign as a major factor, because Scott Galloway predicts in a very well-publicized bit of prognostication that Trump will not end up as not only the nominee, but even as a candidate for president this time. Professor Galloway, what leads you to the conviction that Donald Trump is not going to not only not be the next president, he's not going to be a candidate for president in the election that takes place next November?
Good to be with you. So I don't think it's domain expertise around politics, but I don't have a lot. I think it's just simple math and some insight into how older men think. And if you just do the math here, think about kind of mid-January 2025, he could be a billionaire, playing golf a lot, hanging out with friends, have sycophants all around him. He could have a pretty nice life, a very nice life. Also, the likelihood he ends up in prison has gone from just an impossibility to kind of one in a thousand, and now with what looks like going to be a third indictment, it's gone from arguably kind of one in a thousand, maybe even one in ten. And I think all of his currency to strike a plea deal that keeps him out of jail goes away if he loses the election. And I think if current trends hold, if the map holds, you know, the election really comes down to five states. What is it? Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and I think Pennsylvania. And right now, the map looks pretty bleak for him. And I think he just does the math and says, okay, I can strike a deal pre-election that includes no jail time and have a very nice life versus rolling the dice. And if I lose this election, I think the only thing standing between him and the DOJ have been some very loyal elected officials that may decide they're no longer loyal to this person who has really done damage to the Republican Party through consistent losses. I think the likelihood he ends up in prison goes up exponentially. I think he does the math and cashes in that currency pre-election and strikes a deal that involves him never running for office, but no jail time. So for me, it's just simple math.
Okay, who would he strike the deal with? The part of the difficulty with your material, and I've read what you said on your podcast. By the way, Professor Galloway is also the author of the best-selling book, current bestseller, Adrift, America and 100 Charts. There's so many different sources of prosecution. There are local prosecutors in New York, in Atlanta. There is the federal prosecution that is going on through the Department of Justice in Washington, D.C., which is about to drop at any moment. And then the ongoing indictments in Miami. How usually, if you're making a some kind of a plea deal, you do what Hunter Biden is doing is you go to the one prosecutor in Hunter Biden's case. It's Mr. Weiss, who is responsible, and you make a deal with him. Who would Trump make a deal with?
I think that's the correct question, and I want to acknowledge what I'm talking about, maybe unlikely or even impossibility logistically, but I would imagine with something this important at this high level that there likely could be someone at the DOJ that could probably craft an omnibus deal. And I also wonder just qualitatively if he decided to drop out of the race, if a lot of these cases would just lose their momentum. So I want to be clear. I don't know if it's legally feasible for, as you mentioned, an omnibus deal based on distinct entities, or whether that would even be respect each of those entities poorly if they started coordinating. It just strikes me that the mojo around these cases against Donald Trump lose a lot of traction if he decides to just return to being a private citizen. I also wonder if, just given how unusual and unique the situation is, if you might not find either the DOJ or someone else willing to say, kind of nod and say, we'll drop this if this individual leaves the public stage. But I'll turn the question back to you, because you thought about it. Do you see this as a logistical impossibility because of the compartmentalization of the cases against him?
Yeah, and they're all at different stages. And again, he's not supposed to be standing trial in the Florida case until May, by which point he will either have won the Republican nomination, as most people assume that he will, or not. And it also, Trump is so obsessed with being a winner. Remember, he had promised he would become president, and then we would win so much that the American people would be tired of winning. Well, it's kind of difficult if you make any kind of plea deal where you're admitting guilt in any way. That's kind of doesn't go with his concept of himself as a winner who is being wrongly persecuted by a bunch of people who hate America.
So I buy the point that it's going to be hard to pull off an omnibus deal just because of the legal complexity and the compartmentalization of the cases against him.
Well,
I still believe
and because
a lawyer
of the personality of Donald J. Trump.
Well, I'll come to that. But I do believe that his lawyer, at some point, someone's going to sit down with him and say, the math looks ugly. The likelihood, even though it's remote, of you ending up in prison is going up every day that you move towards a loss in the presidential election. In terms of personality, I disagree. I think he has no fidelity to the Republican Party. I do think he's a narcissist, but he has walked away from the majority of his business ventures. He has not been afraid to declare bankruptcy, whether it's Trump Airlines, Trump Vodka, Trump University. So the notion that he just can't give up or walk away, he's walked away a lot. He has no, I don't think he's especially principled. I don't think he's an ideologue. I don't think he's going to need to run the country. This is for the good of the nation. I think he will make this decision solely based on what is best for one person, that is Donald Trump. And I think the math, fairly earlier as we get closer to the actual election day, I think he's going to decide the best thing he could do is to try and trade that currency to go back to the life of a billionaire, which is a pretty good life in America.
It is a good life in America, and you write about the difference between that life and the life of ordinary people in your book, Adrift, America in 100 Charts. And part of what you talk about is how the differences between the very rich and the rest of us have become exacerbated recently, and what we can do about it. The book, Adrift, America in 100 Charts, the author, Scott Galloway of New York University School of Business. When we come back, I want to throw in my own sense, a different sense about Donald Trump. I don't believe he's done with politics by any means, even if he loses a race for the presidency. He's only 4 years younger than Biden, but I think he's far more determined to keep this going. This won't be the last time he runs, if he loses. It has to be the last time he runs if he wins. We'll explain coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael MedVet Show, all across America. This is the Michael MedVet Show.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael MedVet Show. Look, I think that what Scott Galloway is talking about, some kind of a plea deal where somebody, the Attorney General of the United States or one of the local prosecutors, or it could even be the special prosecutor. They decide that, okay, President Trump is willing to acknowledge some wrongdoing and to perhaps pay some kind of a fine, which shouldn't be too onerous, and to drop out of the race for president, which would greatly, greatly change the national mood and would change the level of polarization in this country. If he simply admits some of his wrongdoing, which shouldn't be the end of the world. For instance, his mishandling of classified papers. One can imagine something like that. Okay. The difficulty, though, is that these are so many different charges, and there are already trials scheduled. There are a half dozen hostile legal proceedings, including a renewed trial with E. Jean Carroll, who claims that she was sexually assaulted and has already been awarded $5 million, and now she's going back for another bite of the apple, as they say, because of further defamation from President Trump. It's also varied, the charges of wrongdoing, some of them very serious, some of them that resulted in truly horrific situations, like the injury to 150 police officers who went to the hospital on January 6th. It's a serious business. And when you have over 500 American citizens who were accused of wrongdoing, including attacking police officers, which most people would think is, yep, that's wrongdoing. With all of that going on, the fact that we are waiting any day for some kind of charges that draw President Trump into this realm spider web of guilt and guilty associations concerning January 6th, whether or not he is acquitted or convicted, he's got a very, very busy schedule. And the idea that that schedule could be simplified, I understand what Scott Galloway is saying, that it might be appealing to President Trump, except for the fact that he loved being president. And he loves being the center of attention, even when being the center of attention means that he gets criticized a lot. The one thing that I realized, and I realized it this morning, is that I think there's a general assumption that there's a clear verdict on Trump that the American people will render probably sometime in November, which is Election Day, and Election Day November of next year. So it'll be a while. But the point is, let me ask you to think about this for a moment. What do you think the chances are if Trump is the Republican nominee and he loses the election? Both of those things, I think, are fairly likely. Do you think he will accept the results of the election, regardless of how close it is or how not close it is? I mean, he didn't accept the verdict of the last election in Michigan. In Michigan, Biden had 15 times the margin that Trump had in Michigan in 2016. And, I mean, 15 times a bigger margin for Joe Biden, who won Michigan decisively. And Trump didn't accept it, didn't accept the result of the election, didn't result in an election he lost by 7 million votes in terms of the popular vote. And I think it's a certainty that if Trump is the nominee and he loses, especially if he loses to Joe Biden, for whom he has no respect at all, that he will be back. He'll run again. And is that so unthinkable because of his age? No, because Trump will actually still be just a tad younger than Biden is now. If he ends up running again for president? Would he run for the Republican nomination? Probably. Or is it possible that he would organize his own party, the America First Party? I mean, we all know what it's going to be called. Or the MAGA Party, it would be known. I do think that the continued association of President Trump with the pursuit of the presidency is very, very likely. What is not likely is if he does win the election and he serves out his term, that's it. Because he would have to change the Constitution, the 22nd Amendment of the Constitution, to allow himself a third term. And it doesn't matter how many breaks there are in it. There are people who keep running for president because that's what they do. There's a former a governor of Minnesota named Harold Stassen, who ran for president 8 or 9 times, just kept doing it into his 90s. And is that likely to be the case for Trump? No, because Trump has won, and you can't take that away from him. But the idea that he will continue this fight, and a fight for what? There is a brand new poll that suggests that anger and radicalization are running rampant in the country. A rising number of Americans say political violence is justified. The survey shows a small but significant share of Americans believe in the use of force to attain political goals. That's on both the left and the right. The number of Americans who believe the use of force is justified to restore Trump to the White House increased by roughly 6 million in the last few months to an estimated 18 million people. Think about that. That, according to a survey conducted in late June and shared exclusively with The Guardian, of those 18 million people, 68% believe that the 2020 election was stolen from Trump, and 62% believe the prosecutions of Trump are intended to hurt his chances in 2024. An estimated 7% of Americans total of the, so that's over 20 million Americans, now believe violence could be necessary to restore Trump to the presidency. That's up from 4.5%. Or 12 million people back in April. So what does all that mean? Well, most young people are no longer proud to be Americans, according to another poll, which we will get to coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Conservative House Republicans are pushing for spending cuts below levels agreed to in the debt ceiling bill brokered by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and the White House.
We failed the American people. Everyone who voted for that bill essentially owned the Biden agenda, the Biden spending, for the remaining 1.5 years of this Congress.
Virginia Republican Bob Good said he wants to cut non-defense spending to pre-pandemic levels. UPS and the Teamsters have managed to avert a strike by reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract. The newly proposed 5-year deal now awaits ratification. That could take about 3 weeks. Federal Reserve policymakers are beginning their 2-day meeting today to consider another possible rate increase. The central bank is widely expected to raise interest rates after skipping an increase last month. Policymakers started raising interest rates last year in an effort to bring down inflation to 2%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a question about American patriotism and what happened to it and why it is that young people in particular seem to be so reluctant to express any pride in our country. The there's a piece in Axios which takes a look at the Gallup poll. And it says American patriotism has faced a steep decline among young adults over the last decade and now sits at a record low. Now, again, when you look at the patriotic themes that are so much a part of the entire MAGA movement, they begin with that Lee Greenwood song, I'm Proud to Be an American, right? Because I'd make him... in the land that keeps me free, and all of the USA, USA chants, well, why is that not taking hold from some of the, among some of the younger supporters for President Trump? Pride in national identity is lowest among those 18 to 34. And it illustrates the fracture between young Americans and older generations at a time of deep partisanship in the United States. In the most recent Gallup poll, Americans 55 or older were nearly 3 times more likely to say that they're extremely proud of their nationality than younger generations. Overall, only 39% of American adults say they are extremely proud to be American in the most recent poll. And that's based very largely on partisan orientation and age. Only 18% of those aged 18 to 34 say they're very proud to be Americans. That's compared to 50% of those 55 and over. Now, by comparison, and this is what's so stunning, if you looked at 2013, which is 10 years ago, it's just 10 years ago, and at that time, 85% of those in 2013, of those under 30, 85% said they were extremely or very proud to be Americans. Looking at the last two decades, the percentage of Americans expressing extreme pride intensified briefly after 9-1-1, but 9-11. But it began a decline in 2005 that has continued to the current day. The percentage of those extremely proud to be American stands at 29% for Democrats, 60% for Republicans, and 33% for independents. Now, what's peculiar about that is you would think that with a Democratic administration that is running for re-election, and that won the election decisively in 2020, that with that Democratic administration there, there'd be a higher percentage of Democrats than just that 29%. It shows that Republicans, even with a Democratic president of the United States leading this country, that even with a Democratic president of the United States, Republicans are twice as likely to say they're proud to be Americans. And meanwhile, the idea of anger and radicalization and turning to violence, all of this has led to these discussions about a second civil war. You know my opinion. It's ridiculous, and it basically stems from people not knowing enough about the history of the real civil war that we faced that ended up killing 700,000 people. A second civil war is very, very hard to imagine, but that doesn't stop Peter Navarro, who was the special trade advisor for President Trump, was a Trump insider. He was also part of the Stop the Steal movement, trying to undo the election of 2020. He has commented on why he believes a second civil war is on its way. Listen.
For Republicans and over a third of Democrats believe America is on the brink of civil war. If such an unthinkable war breaks out, it will be the Democrats' fault. In their quest for power, radical elements within the Democrat Party have abandoned any pretense of fairness, tolerance, and justice. In their woke new world, Democrat strategists use unscrupulous lawfare tactics to skew our election system, even as weaponized bureaucracies like the Department of Justice, FBI, and National Archives, now under Democrat control, seek to destroy the Republican Party and its de facto leader, Donald Trump.
Okay, the destroy the Republican Party? The actual idea that the Democrats have to destroy the Republican Party, they did a pretty effective job in the last two midterm elections in 2022. In 2018, the Democrats won 43 seats, took over the Congress, the House of Representatives. Peter Navarro continues with his dire predictions. Listen.
The Democrat activists and strategists now driving this nation towards a second civil war have neither justice nor righteousness on their side. Instead, they are attempting to trample on our religions, disarm us, and impose all manner of woke, social, cultural, and economic changes that are far outside the bounds of America's traditions, traditional values, and constitutional roots. My strong admonition to these Democrats, as I appeal to the wiser in your party, is this. Back this anti-democratic truck up before it runs over you. Do you not understand that the longer you engage in your assaults on American families and values, the more likely a new civil war becomes. And do you not understand that the perverse precedents you are creating through your weaponized bureaucracies and woke attacks will come back to haunt you as soon as Republicans take back Trump's America from your cold, woke hands?
Okay, so wait a minute. We're in the midst of an election. If all of a sudden Peter Navarro is saying that it's only a matter of time before Trump takes back America from the cold, woke hands of the Democrats. And so what is going to happen to provoke a civil war, in his point of view, before the election can even unfold? And what are the crucial issues of that civil war? If any of you believe that we are heading for that kind of conflict, it's honestly relatively easy to look at the centrality of slavery. Yes, there were other contributing factors to the Civil War of 1861 to 1865, but it was predominantly a struggle over the extension of slavery, and then it became a struggle over the elimination of slavery. What's the comparable struggle where people honestly are willing to die for that principle? There were a lot of people who were willing to die to preserve slavery and, yes, to eliminate it. Coming up on the Medved Show, what about Mitt Romney's plea today in the Wall Street Journal that long-shot candidates need to step aside to allow the Republican Party to move on from Trump? Is moving on from Trump even possible to do? And what about the ongoing battle for Senate in Arizona? That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money-back guarantee.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved show. There's some political news of some interest and with level of surprises. The hotline reports a, quote, dispatch from Iowa, and they write that Iowa could be Republicans' first and potentially last chance to deny former President Trump the nomination. He's far ahead in every Iowa poll, and even though the presidential race is at its nascent stages, Trump is far ahead in national polls and has a large lead in New Hampshire, the first in the nation primary. One recent poll had the former president leading his nearest challenger by 28 points in the Granite State, that's New Hampshire, of course. Several of Trump's rivals see an opening in Iowa before the former president picks up momentum in other early voting states. In Iowa, because it's such a personal thing, there have been all kinds of surprise winners. Mike Huckabee, who was a surprise winner in Iowa back in 2008. And that was the case for Rick Santorum, who tied Romney, spending almost no money, but moving his whole family and campaigning place to place. The one chance, to, at least according to this hotline analysis, to actually slow the Trump momentum is to defeat him in Iowa. It was one of those things where Donald Trump underperformed in Iowa, after being ahead in all the polls in 2016. Will that happen this time, and who is likely to undo his situation? Well, there's a report from South Carolina. This is from the Charleston Post and Courier. In South Carolina, Senator Tim Scott is winning the 2024 money race in the Palmetto State. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is not far behind. Since entering the race May 22nd, Scott has raised about $1.6 million from South Carolina residents, compared to the nearly $1.4 million Haley has raised from supporters in the state since her February 15th kickoff in downtown Charleston from voters in the early voting state.
there is also this in terms of the battle for the Senate, one of the most complicated Senate races, and it's a very, very complicated Senate race indeed, is in Arizona. And they have a new poll from Noble Predictive Insights that shows that 39% of Arizona voters view Senator Kyrsten Sinema favorably, including 41% of independent voters. Now, what does that mean? It means that her approval rating has actually been going up. Her approval rating was down tremendously in Arizona. And on Sinema's left, 36% viewed Ruben Gallego favorably. 25% viewed him unfavorably, and 25% had no opinion. Ruben Gallego is the Democratic congressman who is running to take the seat from Sinema, who seems to be determined to run as an independent. And then you have Carrie Lake, who is considering a Senate bid but hasn't announced yet. She is polled at 35% favorable and 51% unfavorable. So what that means is you have a very close three-way race going on there, where any of those three could win. The question becomes, if Kyrsten Sinema wins, would she go back and caucus again with the Democrats helping to maintain their hold on the U.S. Senate, or would she separate from the Democratic Party altogether and become a real independent? You can. There's a piece in the New York Times today. It says, predictably, summer's new political flashpoint is wrapped in pink. Last week, Representative Matt Gaetz and his wife Ginger arrived at a Washington reception for Barbie in matching pink, grinning in photos along the pink carpet, mingling among guests, sipping pink cocktails, admiring a life-size pink toy box. They left with political ammunition. The Barbie I grew up with, this is by Matt Gaetz's wife, Ginger. She says, the Barbie I grew up with was a representation of limitless possibilities, embracing diverse careers and feminine empowerment. Mrs. Gaetz said on Twitter, the 2023 Barbie movie, unfortunately, neglects to address any notion of faith or family and tries to normalize the idea that men and women can't collaborate positively. Yuck. And then it talks about the non-terroristic winners. There's a comment by Ted Cruz, which apparently is also on. Actually, it's by Matt Gaetz. Let's give Matt Gaetz credit. Florida rather than Texas. Matt Gaetz says, if you let the trans stop you from seeing Margot Robbie, he said, leaving the T off the first name of the film star, the terrorists win. Really? Does Barbie define what some people see as an approaching civil war? Matthew in Oregon, you're on the Michael Medved show. Go ahead, hey. Matthew, you're on.
Yeah, well, I've called you before about this topic, and I was the guy who said maps, donation maps, but I've really...
donation maps?
What it is whenever you donate to a party or to a candidate, you have to you basically have to dox yourself. You have to disclose your address, who you are, all that stuff.
Right.
Well, those are being collected. But that stuff is, I mean, that stuff I kind of feared, but I just stopped donating to people, so I don't really care. But
wait, what's wrong with people knowing, confirming that your donation is legitimate, is actually from you, it's not from some kind of foreign agency or some kind of corporate power?
No. I don't say that it's wrong to have the information. I'm saying that they're creating dossiers. This was not even where I wanted to go, but they're creating creating dossiers of who's giving what and what their addresses are, and they call them kill lists online. But that doesn't matter.
Okay, who is they?
Well, I've seen leftist groups. They have one called Racist Watch. Know the racist in your groups and stuff, and then you can go into forums. And people that post on there call it the kill map. And the kind of similar stuff goes on the right wing. But the right wing is less sophisticated than that. They have those same things. But what really freaked me out about the right was actually this 4th of July, because I went to the coast, and I was down at the beach, fireworks displays, and I hung out at this one big campfire, and there was a few definite MAGA, definite, I don't know, you know the type. And they were talking civil war, and so I decided to humor them, because I was just wondering where they would go. Like, I was like, okay, let's say you're doing this. Tell me, like, what would you do? And I'm basically what you were doing to me. And where they went, they said the main liberals are in the cities, and the main plan in the background is to attack all forms of infrastructure that you can get a hold of that disrupt the cities. Electricity, water, sewer, maybe even cutting internet lines.
And why? What would be the advantage of doing all of this?
Well, the idea is that if you can get the cities to collapse, if the people are trying to come to the rural areas, you can kill them in the rural areas pretty easily.
I see. So you get people to run away from the cities, they run out to the country, and then you kill them before they get there. I'm not sure that's a viable plan. I think it's a bad idea for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.